USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump recognizes Chairman Kim's desire for security and is prepared to ensure that a North Korea free of weapons of mass destruction is also a secure North Korea.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking as President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet face-to-face behind closed doors in Singapore, talking about denuclearization of the North and some help with their economic situation. Security is tied around the side of the summit with American and North Korean flags put up. The president expected back in Washington late Tuesday. Some tense moments Monday at the Justice Department after reports of an active shooter surface. For a time late afternoon, the streets outside the D.C. building lined with squad cars. Pennsylvania Avenue shut down, and moments later, the all-clear given, an investigation underway. Net neutrality officially ending on Monday. The Obama-era regulations preventing ISPs from slowing down content or charging more for delivery of other content. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A New York man sentenced to 15 years in prison for traveling to Turkey to join ISIS. Arafat Nagi had a history of graphic and violent social media posts, but argued in court he wanted to help victimize Syrians and never wanted to be a fighter. He first went in 2012, got sick and came back early, was arrested in 2015 while planning a trip back with plans to continue into Syria. A new round of charges reportedly coming for former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, and they're expected on Friday. Manafort facing charges related to witness tampering. Special counsel Robert Mueller bringing the new charges this week. He's also prosecuting Manafort for conspiracy and money laundering as the investigation into the 2016 presidential campaign continues. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signing a bill into law allowing gamblers to start betting on sports by Thursday. The Democratic governor signing the bill less than a month after the state won a Supreme Court victory to allow all states to allow sports gambling. That bill unanimously passing the New Jersey legislature last week. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Mayors from Denver, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and West Sacramento want marijuana removed from the federal list of illegal drugs. The mayor's backing a resolution at a conference in Boston asking the government to remove cannabis from a list of illegal drugs, saying cannabis prohibition has failed. The U.S. imposing more sanctions on Russia. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Treasury Department says the sanctions are another response to Russian cyber attacks against the U.S. and its allies. The sanctions targeting five Russian firms and three Russian individuals. In a statement released on Monday morning, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the cyber attacks jeopardize the safety and security of the United States and its allies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It will no longer be the International House of Pancakes. IHOP announcing Monday some of their restaurants are going to become IHOB. The B standing for burgers. They say it's not a permanent change, but the goal was to promote their new line of burgers. Most of the chain restaurants will stick with IHOP. And if you're in the market for a flamethrower, the new torch guns from Elon Musk are available on eBay. Buyers got their hands on them Saturday for about $500, and less than 24 hours later, many were listed on eBay for thousands of dollars. Some with a buy-it-now price of $20,000, and for legal reasons, the machines are named not a flamethrower. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.